Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Hector Barreto, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And joining us on our conversation is Tom Berlin.
Well, welcome back, gentlemen. Hector, let's talk about the President's small business agenda and his vision to create an environment where small businesses flourish. Could you begin by telling us about tax incentives that the SBA is promoting?
Absolutely. Well, this president is very focused on small business because he understands that small business really isn't small when you consider that there are 23 million small businesses in the United States. They generate 52% of the gross output of the economy, and they also generate about three-fourths of the net new jobs and a lot of the innovation that's coming out of the economy. So they're critically important. The president calls them the engine that fuels the economy, and that's why his small business agenda included this very important jobs and growth package that was passed earlier this year. That really provided millions of small businesses some very necessary and important tax relief because the president understood that most small businesses are not incorporated. They pay some of the highest tax rates in the country. And when you lower that marginal tax rate from where it was at 38.6 to 35, you return $10 billion into the hands of small businesses. In other words, 80% of the benefit of reducing the top marginal tax rate accrues to small businesses. We didn't stop there. He also quadrupled the business deduction from $25,000 to $100,000. So a lot of the purchases that small businesses were delaying because they were worried about if the economy is going to turn around quick enough, they're making now. And that's something that's helping get the economy going again and also helping those small businesses create a lot of those new jobs that we need so desperately.
Expanding and improving health care coverages for small business employees is also part of the president's agenda. Health care insurance can be very costly for small businesses. How's the SBA thinking about this?
Well, it not only can be, it is very costly for small businesses. I travel around the country, talk to small businesses every day, and this is high on their radar screen. They tell me oftentimes that they're getting double-digit increases every single year, whether they have a claim or not, and they're worried about it. The majority of folks that don't have health coverage or are underinsured either work for a small business or have a spouse that works for a small business. Now, 65% of small businesses that don't have health insurance coverage say that they would gladly buy it if they could get access to affordable health care. So the president has proposed association health plans. That is legislation that's currently working its way through Congress that allows small businesses to pool together, to band together the way that union employees can, the way that large corporations do, and really negotiate the best rates and the best benefits. This is something very important. It won't solve the whole healthcare crisis, but it goes a long way to providing those small businesses with the kind of coverage and the kind of access that they desperately need. They need it for themselves and their families. They need it to attract and they need it to retain employees. Department of Labor believes that this could save as much as 25% off of the cost of insurance year one. House of Representatives has passed it and we're waiting for the Senate to take it up and we hope that they will and that they'll pass this very important legislation soon.
Hector, I'm sure many of your constituents have the perception that Washington is synonymous with red tape. Can you tell us what the SBA is doing to cut red tape, streamline the processes?
Absolutely, Tom. Well, we're doing a lot. We're using technology more now than we ever have before. We've streamlined the time that it takes for somebody to get a loan with the SBA. We're providing a tremendous amount of information now online so that people don't have to send us a phone book of forms just to get into one of our programs or to get registered. And it's really working. Time is money, especially for small businesses and for a lot of our partners. On the lending side, we work with over 6,000 lending organizations, our banks, and we're also increasing the distribution channels, adding more partners to that. And so we need to make sure that we can do it quicker, better, faster than we ever have done it before. And so that's really helping. It's one of the reasons that we're seeing the kind of increases in our loans and our technical assistance and our contracting programs.
You mentioned earlier that every business starts as a small business. And although they're household names today, I think many of our listeners would be surprised to learn that such firms as AOL, Staples, Outback Steakhouse, all received in their formative years help from the SBA. Can you tell us what the SBA is doing to really empower these entrepreneurs of today?
Well, absolutely. What we want to, we don't want to rest on our laurels. We're very proud of the fact that we help those companies and many, many others, companies like Nike and Intel, Sun Microsystems, Compaq Computer, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Callaway Golf, many, many others. They all were very small companies that came to the SBA at a time when they needed some help. Either they needed some lending assistance, some access to capital, if you will, a loan to buy a building. Some of these businesses received venture capital through the Small Business Investment Company program. Some of them got technical assistance through our Service Corps of Retired Executives or our Small Business Development Centers. So we're very proud of that. But we want to make sure that we're helping the next generation of those companies. And as I said, all companies start off small. Coca-Cola and Ford Motor Company started off as small businesses, and they had some trials and tribulations before they were successful. We also want to make sure that we're helping those companies that are coming from the emerging markets, which is really the fastest growing segment of small business, from women-owned businesses, which now represent 40% of all small businesses in the United States. And so it's critically important. The three C's is what I call it. Small businesses have always needed capital, capacity, and contracts, and the SBA can deliver and provide all three of those.
As we talk about the assistance, SBA provides small businesses with financial assistance. I think it's capital in your three C's. But obviously, there's many more small businesses who would like assistance than can be. So let's go through that process. How does the SBA figure out who gets a loan?
Well, we want to talk to any small business who is ready to take their business to the next level. We also do, see, business is evolutionary. So, for example, a lot of times people don't realize that we can do very, very small loans, micro loans, which could be $10,000. We can do working capital loans, which could be hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not $1 million for fixed cost. We can do real estate loans, especially right now when interest rates are so low. A lot of businesses want to buy their building, expand their building, buy a new facility. We can loan for heavy equipment and machinery. This is especially important in the manufacturing sector. We can connect them with venture capitalists so that they can expand their business across state lines and go national or international. So there's a variety of different loan programs that are available. It's very easy. They can either contact us at their local district office, and we have a district office in every state in the union by law. We're in every major city. We work also with about 11,000 retired executives. Those are our SCORE volunteers that can help them. We work with 1,200 small business development centers that are in every county in the country. We have women business centers, business information centers. A very easy way to get information on all this is just to go online to sba.gov. sba.gov gets 1.5 million visitors every single week to the website. So there's a lot of information out there. They can call us on the 1-800 number, 1-800, the letter U, ask SBA. Bottom line is, if you're a small business or thinking about starting a small business, we'd like to talk to you because we want to be your partner.
What are the management challenges of making sure that money is used as it's intended?
Well, that's one. If you're talking about default rates or you know, improper usage of money, we don't see that a lot. You know, we have a very good underwriting program. Oftentimes, when a small business gets to the point where they're going to get an SBA guaranteed loan, they've already gone through a couple of levels of preparation. They've already done their business planning. They've gotten some counseling. They've worked with their lender. And so a lot of times by the time that small businesses are getting to the point where they're going to get that loan, they've already kind of been taken through the paces. That doesn't have to take a long time. But what we know is that when a small business is prepared, when they get this kind of technical assistance on the front end, their chances of success multiply exponentially, especially in those first few years when they're so vulnerable.
One of the things I was interested to learn as we were preparing for this was that another service SBA provides is disaster recovery assistance. I was wondering if you could tell us about this program and how it was used to help the victims of the California wildfires.
Well, I was just out in California. That's my home state, and we were able to help many homeowners that lost their residences. A lot of people don't realize that the SBA provides loans not only to small businesses in times of disaster, but we also do loans for homeowners or even renters who have lost personal property. And the California fires were a major disaster. We lost close to 1 million acres of land, something in excess of 4,000 residences. We're not even sure how many small businesses may have been lost or affected by the disaster yet. This was as of a couple of weeks ago. We'd already topped $100 million in loans already, and we know that's going to climb a lot. But we've been there. We were here during Hurricane Isabel. A lot of people don't realize that we also made a tremendous amount of loans after 9/11, not just in New York and in the around the Pentagon, but to small businesses around the country that were affected through no fault of their own because of something that happened around 9/11. Maybe it was a business in an airport or a travel and tourism company or a small aviation company, or maybe they were doing business with somebody in the World Trade Center. We did about $1.2 billion and helped save over 10,000 businesses and literally tens of thousands of jobs that would have been lost if we wouldn't have been able to help them. That's something that the SBA has always done. We really are America's disaster bank. And whether it's a flood, a fire, an earthquake, or a terrible disaster like 9/11, the SBA is there to help.
That's an interesting point, especially about the loans around 9/11. The management focus of this administration flows from the president's management agenda. How is SBA doing with the issues called out the PMA? We'll ask Hector Barreto of the SBA to bring us up to date on this when the Business of Government Hour continues.